Today's podcast is brought to you by Behind the Tech with Kevin Scott. Links on all your major popcorn platforms. That doesn't make any sense.
I don't know.
It's Monday morning. It's been a morning. Paul, you know what I didn't do this morning, by the way? Mm-hmm. I did not spend $19.7 billion.
Right. By the way, in cash.
In cash. Yeah, I'm not going to use any of that stock. That's like, what,
200? Where all your COVID money's going, people. This is Microsoft has a little bit of cash from last year. Thank you, everybody.
Yeah, I mean, it's 22nd largest acquisition in their history. First one being LinkedIn. So yeah. a lot riding on this.
19.7, what was LinkedIn? 26-ish, something like that?
Yeah, LinkedIn was 26.2. The only reason I always remember that is that's the same as a marathon.
Oh, is it really? Is a marathon 26?
Yeah, 26. I think it's 26.2 miles, something like that.
Yeah. I'm not a marathon guy. Yeah, you're right. All right, cool.
So here's the weird thing about this is this company doesn't make a lot of money. Like, they really... I think in Q4 they reported, no joke, like $7 million in net income.
Yikes. It must have been off of retail sales from Nuance Dragon, naturally speaking, the speech.
That was the first thing I thought. Is like, I tweeted out a picture of that box. I'm like, Microsoft adds Dragon to its portfolio. Like,
exactly. Well, they can finally pump up that Tell Me product or whatever it's called. What was this? Back in the Windows Mobile days, they had a speech.
I thought it was Tell Me.
Maybe it was called Tell Me, and they changed it to be the thing that's in like the Office apps now. But yeah, it used to be like a speech-to-text thing.
So some of the speculation around this, because this is, I mean, that's a lot of money for a company that made $7 million on something like $400 million in revenue, which by all accounts is not, I don't even know if that's material to Microsoft on a quarterly basis.
Well, clearly they're buying people and the software that those people make, right? The AI stuff.
I think patents are a big part of this too.
Okay, yeah. I mean, there's some asset here that is important to them. So I'm sure it's a community of AI bots that they're buying. They talk to each other offline.
They did call out in their announcement that it's going to align with their whatever Microsoft Cloud for Healthcare like mm-hmm. initiative thing. And they also have some legal technology, like legal for like legal like lawyers and stuff, not like whatever.
Sure.
Stuff.
So I'll just give you a little preview of the future. I anticipate on Friday, Brad, that when you do your Q&A thing on the site, you're going to get some questions from people who are going to be like, do you think this means Microsoft's going to make another push with Cortana for consumers?
Oh, I was thinking something different, but
okay.
I no. No.
I don't think I've ever said this publicly, but I read the comments every day and I'll say I triage the comments, maybe is the best way to put it. But on Fridays, despite the fact that this has been going on for years, it kind of comes to a screeching halt. And I'm like, oh, what is this question? Because I also do the Ask Paul thing. And I'm like, oh, this is, what is this? And then I look over and it's for your thing. And I'm like, oh, thank God. Like, sometimes I literally email Brad or I send him a message on team where I'm like, hey, buddy, have a great morning.
Yep.
You get some toughies today.
I thought you were going to say, does this mean they're not buying Discord? Because that's supposed to be another $10 billion. I looked. I couldn't find last quarter, but it was roughly Microsoft had, I think at the end of 2020 or somewhere around there, like $130-ish billion in the bank, like just sitting in dollar dues. Just.
I mean, that's insane.
Yeah.
That's like you have almost, are you serious, $130 billion in cash?
Mm-hmm.
And cash-like assets?
Like cash on hand is the technical term. So it could be like treasury bonds too.
Yeah, but
like,
that's fine. Something that could be exercised as if it were cash. So you realize that's almost $1 billion for every single employee they have.
Yeah.
Right? No, it isn't. No.
No.
Oh, no. 100,000. Sorry, this is math. Math is hard for Paul, especially at 9 o'clock in the morning. I'm sorry. Sorry, that's not true. They have 165,000. I was going versus 130. No, so you'd have to lop off three zeros. Never mind. So that's, yes, 100,000 in cash.
Maybe. I don't know. Math is not.
Never mind. I'm sorry. That what I just said is
Moving on. Good morning, they've everybody. Got some great technologies, patent portfolios.
This is why my wife asked me for things like when I first get up. You know, like my eyes open and she's like right there. And I'm like, duh! And she's like, hey, do you mind if I take the car? I'm like, oh, go ahead. You know. I'm like, what did I just agree to? Anyway.
Anyway, so that's what Microsoft has announced this morning, and that's kind of a big thing, isn't it?
It's a kind of a yes.
Where did my
how many Yahoos is this?
It's half.
Yahoo. Yeah, Yahoo was going to be high 20s, right?
Yeah.
And that was a long time ago. In today's money, it's probably three times.
Where did my tab go? I think a tab got eaten by the void or something.
Probably by Teams. It's probably in Teams. Teams is just the wormhole that sucks in everything else on your computer. A black hole, I guess. I don't know. Wormhole, black hole. I don't know.
Something hole. Anyways, if you've never heard of Kevin Scott, and that's okay. He is the chief technology over at Microsoft. And this week we're highlighting what I'm calling Paul's picks. Yes, I am, Paul. Yeah, it's the first episode. You talked about it last week about the individual named Anders. I cannot pronounce his last name. Heidelberg? Heidelberg. Sound right? Anyways, he built Turbo Pascal. It's a really cool podcast. Paul talked about it last week. It's the very first one in the series. Something you should definitely check out. There's links in the description of the podcast on Threat.com, and you can find it on all major platforms. Not popcorns, platforms.
Oh, man. Oh, well.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, he did C Sharp, too. And TypeScript.
Yeah, yeah. It did a couple of things, yeah.
Like, Delphi. What else? Jeez, Delphi. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, he was a key contributor to .NET as well, and TypeScript most recently.
Yeah, just a couple of things we use.
It's not a big deal. He's nobody, really. You know.
Just, are you referring to them or us? Yeah. Anyway, so we are back Monday. What else happened this weekend? I thought there was something.
Well, I finally published a damn review.
Oh, yes, you did.
When I mentioned that on Friday, so last Friday, mm-hmm. 3 days ago, I almost said this out loud because people probably don't think about these things in these terms like I do because I'm a writer. But I was probably about 2,600 words in to what I thought was going to be about a 3,000 word article.
Mm-hmm.
And I wrote more on Saturday. And then I'm like, this thing is like 5,000 words. That's pretty long for a review.
Mm-hmm.
But it is two phones. I did them together. I didn't feel like I needed to break them out because they're so similar. But anyway, I don't have anything new to add other than, oh my God, is that thing long? But here you go.
Well, for a brief moment in time, you weren't going to have to review the Pixel 5a. And now you are, maybe.
We'll see. Yeah, God, they're... I've run out of ways to write a story that is basically I'm confused by Google and what they're doing. I don't even know. Mm-hmm. Like their strategy, such as it is, doesn't make sense to me. I will say it is probably not coincidental that very recently, all of a sudden, Google has started heavily advertising the Pixel 4a 5G, which is the phone I had been using, and the Pixel 5, right? Both the phones were announced, I don't know if it's September, October, whatever, late last year, and then released, you know, by November. They don't typically do that, right? Unless there's a sale or something. But they're just advertising. Like they've released really highly produced videos about them all of a sudden. Like it's like they're new.
Mm-hmm.
And that should have been a clue, I think, that they don't have something new coming in May, because typically they would go quiet because, you know, they've got something new coming. But they don't. No, they didn't. I mean, they have something new coming eventually, but, August, September, something like that.
Yeah, I was trying to think. We're about 4 weeks away from, Google I.O.?
Yeah, which is the first of the big three developer mm-hmm. conferences, so there should be some good news. But you know, now that I'm thinking about it, smartphones have a kind of a release cycle, and you could tie them, if you want to the release of the processors that they use, right? Qualcomm typically announces the next gen flagship chip in December, and then the first products appear. Well, usually are announced in February, released in March, that kind of thing. Now, this year it's accelerated a little bit, but the beginning of the year is actually the wrong time to sell like a low end phone, mm-hmm. Like a new one. No, well, I mean, obviously, if that's what you make, that's what you make. But I mean, you could release this kind of thing anytime. You know, like nobody's waiting on the next 600 series Snapdragon chipset. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like not like you would in the flagship space. So I guess they could just do this anytime they want. Google always had it backwards. Like they would release their new phones very late in the year, but it would be with the chip that came out like a year ago almost, you know? So I think maybe they're trying to regulate the schedule a little bit better or something, but I don't know. They're confusing. They're a confusing company.
Everything's confusing. 19.7 billion for somebody who makes 7 million.
How many times a billion goes into 130 something billion? Yeah, these are all mystical facts we'll never know.
Mystical facts that you should know are how to subscribe to Behind the Tech with Kevin Scott. We will be back tomorrow. You can find links on all the major podcast platforms, and we'll be back tomorrow, but not doing math, hopefully.